Many years ago, in a country across the sea, there was a little boy named Peter. Now, Peter lived in a small cottage right outside the forest with his grandfather. There was a stone wall around the cottage, but during the summer this didn't matter to Peter because the gate was always open and he could run out to play with all his friends. There was Robin Redbreast. Daisy Duck. And the Maltese Cat. But when summer was past, Peter didn't often get a chance to go outside the gate, for it was then the wolves grew hungry in the forest, and sometimes one would come outside right into the meadow. Now, early one morning, when summer was just about over, Peter tiptoed down to the gate, very carefully lifted the latch, and then skipped outside. On the topmost branch of the birch tree sat Peter's dearest friend, Robin Redbreast. "Hello there," Robin sang out to him, and just then, because Peter hadn't closed the gate behind him, who should come waddling out but little Daisy Duck. She went straight into the pond for a swim. Robin didn't know Daisy very well. In fact, he'd never even spoken to her except to say hello. But this morning, he decided to fly down and ask a question that had been puzzling him for days. "What kind of a bird are you?" Robin wanted to know. "You can't fly." Daisy Duck lifted her bill proudly and asked, "Well, what kind of a bird are you? You can't swim." They argued and argued about it, Daisy Duck gracefully swimming back and forth while Robin tripped up and down the bank on dry ground, trying to keep up with her. Then suddenly, Peter jumped up from where he'd been resting on the grass. The Maltese Cat was creeping slowly but certainly through the grass towards Robin.
"Look out, Robin!"
cried Peter, and Robin quickly flew up to his favorite branch on the birch tree. Daisy Duck quacked angrily at the Maltese Cat from a nice safe spot in the middle of the pond. The Maltese Cat stared up at Robin. It was plain to see she'd never catch him today. If she started to climb up the tree, he'd simply fly away. Peter was just about to have a talk with the Maltese Cat, because this wasn't the first time she'd chased poor Robin, when he heard a familiar voice behind him. It was Grandpa. And he was furious. "Don't you know," he said, "the meadow is a dangerous place for a little boy. Suppose a wolf came out of the forest, what would you do?" Without waiting for an answer, Grandpa took Peter firmly by the hand and led him inside the gate. And this time, he made sure the gate was securely locked.